Hi, this is Rod Sloan, and welcome to episode 69 of the world-famous Sales and Marketing Alignment Podcast. Thanks for listening. And my guest in this edition is Mary Beth Kuzmetsky of Red Zone Marketing. And Mary Beth will be sharing with us really how to get your messaging in your marketing correct. So targets your best prospects and it ensures that you're not repelling people, because you can be saying things in your marketing and in your sales that actually doesn't help you achieve your goals. However, before we get along to Mary Beth, let me just recap something that happened in episode 67 of the Sales and Marketing Alignment Podcast, when my guest was Aaron Ross. Now, that was all about Aaron's book, Predictable Revenue. And, you know, I want to thank you all for the response to that particular edition of the podcast. So much so that in November 2013, we'll be running a special workshop, a 90-minute workshop in London on how to get started with predictable revenue. So if you haven't listened to episode 67, I encourage you to. If you can't recall it in detail, then I encourage you to re-listen to it. And if the content there appeals, then please consider joining me in London at the O2 Tottenham Court Road on Thursday the 21st of November. If you'd like more details, simply, probably the easiest thing is just drop me a message. Either email me rod@rodsloane.co.uk, rod@rodsloane.co.uk, or message me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @rodsloane, S-L-O-A-N-E. Be great to see you in London on November the 21st for how to get started with predictable revenue. Okay, back to this edition's guest. Here's my interview with Mary Beth Kuzmetsky. So on the line today, I have Mary Beth Kuzmetsky, who's the founder and CEO of Red Zone Marketing, all the way from Chicago. Hello, Mary Beth.
Well, hello, Rod. How are you?
I am well, thank you. And thank you for being on the line. Now, for those people who haven't heard of Red Zone Marketing, Mary Beth, could you just give us a quick once over as to what you guys do?
Absolutely. Red Zone Marketing is a marketing consulting firm. So we help firms, to speak it clearly, find more clients. And that's our bottom line goal. We work a lot in the financial services industry, helping financial advisors and banks and other sorts in the financial industry find more of their target clients.
Okay. Now, I'd encourage all our listeners to the Sales and Marketing Alignment Podcast to Google Mary Beth. And when you do that, you'll come across a series of videos that Mary Beth does, which are very distinctive. Wonderful content that Mary Beth's sharing. But Mary Beth, people might look at that and think, well, that's okay, but I'm not going to wear a very bright or distinctive clothes like that. What do you say to people who maybe who can't do what you do, in the sense of that would make them feel awkward?
Well, this is a good question, because when I started my firm, Red Zone Marketing, and the name of my firm is it's a American football analogy, the red zone. It's about doing stuff when it's critical. And I learned football from my grandmother, and so I wanted to bring her into my business. And so at any rate, I named my company Red Zone Marketing. Well, right after I named my company Red Zone Marketing, I had someone who said, well, you need to wear red. And I thought, well, okay, but I don't have any red in my closet. I didn't have a red pair of socks. I had no red. So I thought, hey, it makes sense. My last name is Kuzmetsky. No one can remember that. They can't spell it. They're not going to be able to Google it. And I want to at least be remembered for something. So I thought, you know, if I'm speaking or if I'm in front of a group and I have red on, at least the red to the Red Zone Marketing might be a connection. And it's totally stepping out. I mean, like I said, I had no red in my closet, but if I didn't do something like that, I felt I would be a gray suit against a gray wall. No one would recognize me or remember me or be able to recall me.
Okay, so you're listening to the Sales and Marketing Alignment Podcast. My guest today is Mary Beth Kuzmetsky, who's the founder and CEO of Red Zone Marketing. So you spend a lot of time speaking to marketing people who've got quite an entrepreneurial slant, Mary Beth. What do you see as the main mistake you see a lot of marketing people making currently?
Well, boy, there's a lot of mistakes, of course, that we make in marketing, and it keeps me in business, thankfully. But the reality is that sometimes the mistake that we think in marketing isn't necessarily the mistake that I think is the true and real mistake in marketing. So we might think, well, I'm not spending enough money on my marketing, and that's why it's not working, or I don't have the greatest, latest strategies, or I'm not implementing social media exactly right, and that's why my marketing isn't working. But when we look at it, marketing's biggest mistake is not messaging yourself or your company properly. Case in point, a financial advisor might show up at a business function and somebody asks them, what do they do? And they say, well, I'm a financial advisor. And the reality is of that response, that actually makes that person not want to talk to them anymore because they think they're going to sell them something. And so if we look at, well, you could have a lot of marketing messages out there, but unless it's compelling your target audience to want more, then we've got the wrong message, especially if we're doing something like I just mentioned, which is a very simple verbal example of that, where we're actually repelling people. That's not what we're looking for. We're there at that networking event or business function to attract, and we're repelling. But the same thing goes not only in verbal, but on your website. Is it really attracting your target market? Are we just talking in features, and is it a bunch of blah, blah, blah? How are we really compelling our target audience? So messaging, I believe, is the biggest mistake in marketing.
Okay, and who do you think is responsible for creating that message, first of all, in most businesses? And how can you ensure that people are comfortable in saying it, that they get it, that they understand it?
Well, it needs to be a company-wide sort of an initiative. If you've got a company, let's say you've got 10 employees or 100 employees, it doesn't matter. There has to be the consistent messaging. So if anybody asks any person at that firm, what does your firm do? We should be able to describe every single person what's unique about that company. And so it starts from the top down, from the owner, the CEO, whomever it is. If I was to ask that person, what's unique about your business? They better be able to answer that question. If they can't answer the question and answer it concisely enough and with enough confidence, then there's a guarantee that nobody else in the company will be able to do it. So it must start at the top, and it usually involves the marketing department, or our marketing consultant like we're doing. But, somebody internally in the company, the compelling thing about what we do and how can we develop not an elevator statement, but a real true description of what it is that we do and we do well so that other people get it.
Okay, so I'm sure listeners are thinking, well, that sounds all fine and dandy and hunky-dory. I'd like to hear an example of that. So, Mary Beth, do you have an example of either something that you would say in Red Zone Marketing or one of your clients would say, or that you've heard out there, they think, yeah, that really resonates and captures the essence of how that company or business is either different or unique?
Right, so I can give you an example in my company, and I guess that would be okay. So I could say something about my company. We're a business development firm. We do marketing for entrepreneurs and Fortune 500 companies. And we say some of that, but it's real general. It's kind of a message that would strike anyone and everyone as not really all that interesting because it's not compelling to one target market. We believe that the best messaging will target the best prospects. So for instance, if somebody says to me, and I know that they're in the financial services industry, and even sometimes if they're not, I will say, well, we're a marketing consulting firm. We focus on finding more clients for financial advisors. We specifically work with advisors who gross more than $1 million, helping them grow their firms. Now, that is a very specific message. If you are a financial advisor, you know that grossing over $1 million is a very definitive marketplace, and we're positioning ourselves in that marketplace. So I'll give you another example. A financial advisor, somebody could say to them, and I'm sorry I'm using financial advisor examples, but it just happens to be the top of mind that we have here. But if somebody says, what do you do? And they say, well, I'm a financial advisor and we do financial planning and investment management and blah, 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 right? Or they could say, which isn't really compelling to anyone, because unless somebody could go, did you say financial planning? Oh my gosh, I've been looking for a financial planner. But of course, they're not going to say that. So what you're saying are things that are not going to compel people, and you know it. So instead, I'll give you an example of what a financial advisor right here in Chicago says. He says, you know, I'm a financial advisor. We specialize in working with corporate executives getting ready to retire from Abbott Labs. Very specific. Right. Now, Abbott Labs is a company that has, you know, 10, 12,000 people in their headquartered right in this Illinois area. So when he says that, he knows that maybe the person works at Abbott, maybe they don't. Likely they do not work at Abbott, but they will say things like, well, Abbott, well, do you, I know somebody that works at Abbott. Or they might say, boy, do you know any, I mean, do you work with people that that are also at Motorola? I mean, they'll start asking different questions because he's put himself in the exact position he wants to be, working with corporate executives, not anybody and everybody, helping them retire from a company. And it, you know, that's where he specializes. So that has been a real boon for him because he's been so specific. But somebody might say, well, wait a minute. What about all those people who have, you know, maybe they want to open up an IRA or maybe they want to, you know, do something else. I mean, you're missing out on this big part of the population. But he knows that 80% of his client base is working with corporate executives, and that's exactly who he wants to continue working with. So why open himself up to all of these other people that could potentially do business with him when he knows that he best serves this one particular market that happens to be very profitable and lucrative for him? So that's, you know, that's kind of an example of using your words. Do you have to take a risk to do that? You do, because you're niching yourself. You're putting yourself into a small box. But you know what? That small box is the box you need to be in, because you can get a lot of clients in that small box. You open it up into a big box and you have a trickling of clients and you don't get as many referrals and it just seems like it doesn't work as well.
Okay, that's great. Thank you for that, Mary Beth. Now, what's your impression? I'm sure all your clients can do that for their own businesses brilliantly. I'm sure you've shown them how to do that. What's your impression of how many companies can do that effectively? And if they can't, how long would it take them to master that process, you feel?
Well, I think a lot of companies don't do that. And they don't do it because of what I said. It's kind of risky to position yourself and to go for one or a segment of the marketplace. So I don't think that they do. But even if you're taking targeting off the shelf, even if you just say, hey, listen, we could work with a lot of different people, but you got to have one thing that you're known for, one thing that you're good at, one thing that defines you. So for me, it's we help financial advisors get more clients. And so, you know, if you're a financial advisor and you go, I'd like to get some more clients, that would be a target market. But the problem is that we don't spend the time. It doesn't take very long to do this, to figure out what's the one thing that we do really well. And then to make sure that that one thing is communicated by the people, is communicated on the website. It really isn't that difficult. An initiative can be done. I mean, we work with firms and get it done from soup to nuts, all the messaging, everything in less than 3 months. You can do it in a couple of weeks if you're a small company, but it just depends on how important you believe that this is. And we know that it's important, but seemingly it doesn't strike others as being that incredibly important because many people haven't done it. We know it changes results dramatically. What kind of results? Sales results.
So, Mary Beth, I'd like to thank you for your time today. And there's one thing I'd like the listeners to the Sales and Marketing Alignment podcast to do, is to go and check you out online. Now, if they can't Google your name or they're going to struggle with that, where should they go online to find out more about who you are, what you do, and Red Zone Marketing?
Well, if they want to try to Google Kosmeski, they can try to do that. Otherwise, it's better to just Google Red Zone Marketing or go to redzonemarketing.com. We've got, you know, blogs and all sorts of, we have a whole section. I encourage you to go to this one section on our website called Freemiums, and it's filled with free downloads, free audios, free articles that I've written, free all sorts of stuff, videos, video series. And it's designed to take the marketing knowledge that we have at our firm and to, you know, allow people to have it. And so we've developed a whole site part of our website called the Freemiums.
Mary Beth, that's excellent. So go to redzonemarketing.com, check out the Freemiums. Mary Beth, I'd like to thank you for your time. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Rod.